Please do be seated. As we come to the end of Generosity Week, a week where we reflect on God's amazing provision for each one of us, let us pray. God of abundance, the author and giver of all good things, grant us a gracious and humble heart, that we may give you glory, offering the first fruits of our lives, and grow more into the likeness of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. So today we celebrate and give thanks for the harvest. We thank God for his rich blessings to us and for his provision throughout the year. Surprisingly, this festival was only instituted just over a century ago by Reverend Robert Hawker in Cornwall. Who knew? But it has quickly become an integral part of the Christian calendar. Harvest prompts us to be thankful, causing us to stop for a moment and to reflect on all that we have received, to pause and to give thanks. Now, my grandparents taught me to always say grace before a meal. Having lived through the war and the difficult times of rationing, they never took for granted the food before them. And it was actually probably a sin to leave anything on your plate. A simple prayer of thanks caused them to focus on God and the needs of others. They would always say, "For what we're about to receive, may the Lord make us truly thankful and ever mindful of the needs of others. Amen." This simple prayer has become an institution in our family and is recited by many of us before we eat. Through this prayer, we offer our thanks and acknowledge God's provision and blessing to us. We're taken beyond ourselves and our immediate needs and reminded that no matter how simple a meal we share, we should acknowledge God's hand of provision and give thanks. But it also calls us to remember and pray for the many throughout the world who don't have enough to eat. And in today's economic climate, there are many closer to home who don't have enough to eat. On Friday, the Times reported that a quarter of hospitals have set up food banks to help nurses and other staffs who are now struggling with the cost of living. Lord, make us grateful for our food and mindful of the needs of others. There are many books written to inspire us to give thanks. This is one which I have, which I got on retreat. And it's a whole book of reminding us to give thanks for the food before us. This simple spiritual discipline helps us to make a festival of every meal that we are blessed to receive. As we focus on the blessing of God's provision of food, we're also challenged by our gospel reading, not to work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life. Our installation here in the Cokethorpe Chapel focuses on the fruits of the Spirit, describes in Galatians 5. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. We're called to offer the first fruits of our lives to God. And as we do this, we grow into more of the likeness of our Lord. This is the food that endures for eternal life. We're called to a fruitful life. And we can only do this as we model our lives on the life of Christ, the true bread of life. He promises that whomever comes to him will never be hungry, and whomever believes in him will never be thirsty. The abundance of the harvest speaks of our internal journey of faith, not just the provision of actual food. I wonder how fruitful are we as people? How do we display the fruits of the Spirit in our lives? Certainly, our harvest offering speaks of kindness and generosity. We're called to be a thankful people and remember all that God has done for us. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. The gifts of the Spirit grow as we practice them. The more we are generous, the more generous our nature becomes. How kind am I? How patient? We might find some of the fruits of the Spirit easier than others to demonstrate in our lives. So what would a fruitful life look like? A life lived to the glory of God. It won't look like a life dependent on food that perishes, material things. For we take nothing with us. Shrouds have no pockets. Rather, says Jesus, we are called to eat of the bread of life. We are challenged to make the most of our lives as a gift from God. It's from this place of blessing that thankfulness comes naturally. We thank God that Jesus is the bread of life, who feeds us on our life journey, that sees us through the ups and downs of life. He is our hope. God feeds us with eternal food, food that nourishes us and looks towards the needs of the world. Fruitfulness that brings us back again and again to knowing God's abundant blessing. This harvest festival, consider your life and its fruitfulness. The welcome this church has given Aid and I, the willingness of so many to share in all kinds of support and ministry, should never be looked upon lightly. The fruits of the Spirit abound in this place, and my heart sings when we fellowship together. We are truly blessed, as each of us has been fed with the bread of life. It is within us, calling us outwards towards a full and fruitful life. Our lives become fruitful as we know ourselves blessed and seek to share the bread of blessing with others, as we love God and love our neighbour. So let us end as we began with a prayer. God of abundance, the author and giver of all good things, grant us a gracious and humble heart that we may give you glory, offering the first fruits of our lives and growing more into the likeness of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.